Hughes Knowles became interested in running for mayor when he saw an ad in the Daily Sitka Sentinel soliciting candidates for municipal office. Maybe interested is not a strong enough word.
And I was kind of shocked that there was that level of political apathy in this town, that the city would actually have to take out ads in the paper to get people to run for public office.
Hughes Knowles says people like State Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Assemblymember Matt Hunter have helped revive his generation's attention to local politics, but more are needed.
As corny as it sounds, I do believe in democracy and that we need to support democracy and be involved.
Hughes Knowles is a policy-oriented candidate. His issues, in addition to boosting the participation of young people in politics, are affordability, sustainability, infrastructure, especially for the fishing industry, supporting small businesses, whom he sees as job creators, and supporting year-round residents. Like some other assembly candidates, Hughes Knowles doesn't have a specific plan. Creating one is part of the challenge.
I'm a political outsider, and there's a lot of minutia and a lot of details that have to be considered, and I honestly don't have a great depth of knowledge. That's something I really need to commit to learning. It's easily tackled. There's a lot of different avenues and there's a lot of different roadblocks. That's one thing I really am interested in, is educating myself and finding ways to solve this problem instead of just rehashing the sound bites.
Hughes Knowles opposes the proposed motor vehicle tax, saying the fee is more than many of the cars driven by young people in Sitka are worth. He would like to see more apartment complexes where people can get a start. A plan developed several years ago to build an income-qualified complex on the Old City Shops property was opposed by some neighbors. Hughes Knowles says people are going to have to adapt.
Not in my backyard. Well, too bad, you know. Something has to change about that mentality.
The main role of Sitka's mayor is to control meetings and deciding what issues move forward. Hughes Knowles feels there are rational solutions to affordability in Sitka. Whether decisions are made by four votes or full consensus depends on the issue.
It really comes down to talking to people and listening to people and finding out what is going to be the most effective solution, and one that's going to not affect some segments of the population disproportionately.
Sitka's assembly in 2005 broke a long tradition of funding local schools to the full amount possible under state law. Hughes Knowles says he would support a return to funding to the cap in schools, as it's called, if it were at all practical.
You don't see buying packs of pencils and reams of paper, you know, but you do see a baseball field or an auditorium. And then that's and you automatically put a price on that and say, oh, schools have more than enough money. They've got these facilities. But it takes more than facilities. It takes constant maintenance and attention.
And Hughes Knowles wouldn't be against increasing local support for schools when it would support overall growth.
I'm all for expanding educational opportunities in this town, especially job training, especially because it can be tough to break into the workforce here.
Hughes Knowles understands that his opponent in the race, incumbent Mim McConnell, will not be easy to unseat. He says it's important for voters to have a realistic alternative.
Mim McConnell definitely does have a long and distinguished record of service, and that can be intimidating. But I don't think that should make people give up on the idea of creating some opposition and maybe a different voice or a different perspective.
Hughes Knowles has lived in Sitka for 15 years. He's a product of the Sitka school system and a graduate of Whitman College, where he studied sociology. He currently works as a cook at the Larkspur Cafe. Asked if we should upgrade his job title to chef for political purposes, Hughes Knowles laughed and said, "Ask me in 20 years." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey,